Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will unveil plans for an international vaccine passport for Canadians on Thursday, according to multiple reports. Trudeau will speak to media following a briefing with federal departments including the Public Health Agency of Canada, Transport Canada, and the Canada Border Service Agency on August 11. The feds announced they were working with provinces and territories on a pan-Canadian, secure, and standardized proof of vaccination for international travel, and that it would be an easily recognized, trusted, digital document. For Canadians who decide to travel, using a proof of vaccination will provide foreign border officials with the vaccination history needed to assess whether a traveler meets their public health requirements and provide a trusted and verifiable credential for when they return home, says the announcement from Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada. The Government of Canada encourages everyone who is able to do so, regardless of travel plans, to get vaccinated. Vaccination with a complete series of approved COVID-19 vaccines provides individuals with substantial protection against the virus. Destination countries determine if or what type of proof of vaccination is required and the related benefits that may be provided, such as reduced or no testing or quarantine requirements. Currently, Canadians are required to upload proof of immunization, such as a provincial vaccine passport, into the ArriveCan app. Travelers need to show they received both doses of Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, or Johnson & Johnson at least 14 days prior to travel. A combination of these approved vaccines is also acceptable. A negative COVID-19 test is also required. Those who are not fully vaccinated can still travel internationally, however, they will be subjected to mandatory testing and quarantine upon their return to Canada. Starting October 30, travelers departing from Canadian airports and traveling on Canadian trains will need to prove they are fully vaccinated. Those under 12 who are not eligible for the vaccine will be exempt, but for adults, there will be very few exceptions granted. A mandate for employees of federally regulated air, rail, and marine transportation sectors comes into effect the same day.